and not allowed, not legal, if you will. This is the Friday, June 21st edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, she's Jennifer, she's Roberta, he's Ken. We're working on the news of the day, the events, things that folks are talking about, the explosion of TWA Flight 800.
Yeah, crazy,
in the,
huh?
Focus. I have been on this and off this. By the way, later in the hour, we're going to be talking a lot about farm activity. A fellow who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund is going to be with us, and there are important things that affect you, your health, your well-being, the farm bill, the fact that it didn't pass this week, some of the amendments that were attached to it. You all know that I'm a dairy farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I happen to be a member of this group, a supporter of this group. I think that they do great things. I want to talk a little about what's going on my farm as well. I thought it would be nice for us to just think for a minute about something that the Native Americans that I know use to begin every day. The words are very important. And sometimes the way you say the words are important. Judge not by the eye, but by the heart. Judge not by the eye, but by the heart. What does that mean, Roberta? What does that mean when you hear that? What does that mean to you? I thought she was right there. I thought I heard a chuckle. All right, Jennifer.
Yes.
What does that, when you hear judge not by the eye, but by the heart, how does that hit
you? It's not what you see, it's what you feel.
Ah. It is, isn't it? When you get right down to it. I love the expression, etched in my heart forever. There have been things, you know how wonderful it is to hear something from somebody that you really care about and to know that something that you've said in return to that person has actually gone into that place. Meredith is the first person who ever said that in my life. Something I said to her was etched, she said, it's etched in my heart forever. And those are the kinds of things that you want to keep, whether it's with your spouse or with your children. I mean, things, and maybe I point your attention again to our video of the day today. This deaf boy, look at the expression on his face. And look at the expression on his father's face. It's the story of a boy who was born deaf, and at three, he had an implant, and it allows him to hear. And this is the video of his hearing his father's voice.
The first time, right?
For the first time. Isn't that cool? Very. It's so wonderful to have those sorts of things available. And so it's powerful stuff. You know, we think about strength in various terms. I think that is power the same as strength? I don't know. How do you feel about
those
two words?
I mean, I think power and strength go hand in hand, for sure.
Powerful. This video of the day is very, I'd consider it to be powerful. It's a strong statement or a strong experience. Yeah. And again, the strength. I love strength. I think it's wonderful to have it in all sorts of different ways. And when we think about the mind-body-spirit connection, having a strong, sound mind, a strong, powerful body, and a strong sense of self or a strong spirit is very important. Because otherwise, in the world, there is the weak and there are the strong. And it's the job of the strong to take care of and protect the weak, not to run over them. And we've seen so many times in history, if you've studied history all the way back as far as the history of man has been recorded, there's always this push-pull between the strong and the weak. And I remember there's a song, isn't there only the strong survive?
Yes, unless they have a
phrase.
Union.
Right, yeah. Yeah, like the IRS.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, somebody said that they're trying to rescind those. Well, I don't think they can, though. They're all negotiated in union contracts, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think that they can do that. Anyway, the story of the Welendas.
Oh, you know, the tightrope people?
Yeah. Have you seen this? Michael, actually, this was something that was this past week in Sarasota. Isn't that that's where they have the training camp for the circus, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In Sarasota?
Yeah, that's where Lobster Boy lives.
Lobster Boy.
Yeah, that's where the circus stuff
is. Oh, right, exactly. Nikki Walenda, attempting to walk on a tightrope across the Little Colorado River Gorge near the Grand Canyon, without a tether or a net.
Nuts.
This Sunday.
nuts.
Skywire Live with Nick Walenda will be broadcast on the Discovery Channel Sunday at 8 o'clock Eastern. Walenda is 34. He's been training for weeks in Sarasota. This is to not only call attention to the Flying Walendas, his circus family, mm-hmm. but also the circus itself. So here's what he's going to do. He's going to walk a quarter of a mile. A quarter of a mile is, let's see, what is that, about 1,600 feet. Walk a quarter of a mile across the gorge. One of the perks of the stunt, he said, is that he can enjoy the aerial view of the...
Yeah. Yeah, you get a good view from
good
up there.
Good for you, sir. Congratulations on being completely crazy.
There are so many other things that I could do this weekend.
I know. Not exactly.
Wow.
All right. Well, anyway.
Well, hopefully he'll make it.
Yep. The story of the TWA Flight 800 controversy.
Mm-hmm.
No accident. It was not an accident. So we'll talk about that in a moment and see what Roberta.
What drugs are you on?
I don't know. I'm feeling a little.
I wish you would share.
Anyway, I'm on green melon. I'm on raspberries, blueberries.
I just had a nectarine.
Blackberries.
Hmm.
I was at the store last night. I dropped a whole big thing of blackberries on the floor. I picked it up and the thing
so
wasn't.
Embarrassing.
Well, it wasn't closed.
Oh, embarrassing.
So
did you pick them all up, I hope?
Well, I picked up enough so that nobody would walk on it. But there was a guy behind me who was really being rude. He was upset because I dropped the thing. I'm trying to pick him up. He says, I guess I picked the wrong line. I looked at him. People like that. That'd be something Michael would say.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny's working feverishly to keep us in information. Jennifer and Roberta on Good Day at 15 past the hour.
75 years ago, the ballpoint pen was introduced. That happens to be around the same time that Geico started saving people money on their car insurance. All of a sudden, people had more money in their checkbooks to buy all kinds of things to make their lives better. And with all that extra money in their checkbooks, thank goodness they now had a ballpoint pen to sign all those checks.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-855-731-SITE. That's 1-855-731-SITE. 1-855-731-7483. Or go to web.com/radio.
All right, on the web, DougStephan.com, Jennifer, Roberta, Kenny all represented there, as is Richie. You can send him well wishes. Rich@DougStephan.com, Facebook.com. Let's use the O instead of the A. A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y. .com. If you used all the vowels, how would it work?
Is that good?
Maybe. So what are people asking you? If you go to facebook.com/Good Day Show, Jennifer is fielding questions. Ask Jennifer anything.
Anything, because I'm very honest. You can ask me about this show. You can ask me about the world. You can ask me about me. You can ask me about Michael. You can ask me about Roberta. You can ask me about Ken or Doug. I'll answer all of it.
Really?
Yes.
It may not be the right answer,
but... anything.
Well, it's not your day. Next week, we'll have an Ask Roberta day.
Okay.
Yeah.
See how that works? It's like a special thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talk this week on social media about this documentary that's going to be airing, I believe, on the anniversary of the demise of TWA Flight 800. Roberta, do you remember, because Jennifer wasn't around then, and neither was Ken. I don't think Ken... No, 96 he wasn't around. Richie, I don't even think I was with Richie. I think it was you and me, and I don't remember who else were involved in our radio play at the time.
I had just graduated high school.
The flight of TWA 800, I remember this like it was yesterday, and because I was a big fan of TWA, TWA was always, for my all of my traveling career, TWA was my favorite
me too.
Airline. I loved
it. And it really went out of business. This was the start of why it went out of business,
right? It went bankrupt twice, actually.
Yep. I would say TWA flight 841 to Rome and then 842 back all the time.
Yep.
I mean, I knew that flight inside out.
The 800 series was their European flight series. It was flight 818 was to Paris out of Boston, and 802, I think, was Boston-London. Mm-hmm. Anyway... Flight 800 was the daily JFK to Paris flight on TWA. The plane, this is how well I remember this.
No, it was to Rome with a stopover in Paris.
At the time you were
there. At the time.
Yeah. Anyway, Flight 800, that plane had been in Athens the day before. It's really amazing. I think one of the fascinating offshoots of this is to be able to follow a plane that does international service and see where the plane goes. It's fascinating to see where these things go and how quickly they move around. Anyway, so the flight had been serviced. People had gone, I think it was 289 people on this flight. And it was a hot, hot summer night. Man, I remember it. Hot, hot, hot summer night. Plane took off, was just about to reach cruising altitude when it came down.
Yeah, 12 minutes after takeoff.
Right. And people were saying that it was because the fuel tank was leaking in the plane. That was such BS. There were laser marks on the side of the cockpit. The guy who did handle the investigation BS'd his way through the whole thing. You all knew it. You could feel it. Mm-hmm. The government covered it up because what in fact happened... somehow there was some interest, and you can define that any way you want to, that was on the end of Long Island Sound. It was a boat that was there, and within 2 minutes of the flight normally taking off, the LL flight to Tel Aviv took off, and it was a 747 as well. So what actually happened was the TWA flight was mistaken for the LL flight, because it was just at dusk, you couldn't really see. I mean, even at that, if it's light, you can see the colorings of the planes when they're up that high. I can see them when they're flying over my farm at night when they go over to Europe. And so the planes were a little late, couldn't tell which was which. They shot down the TWA plane, aiming to shut down the LL, shoot it down. That's what happened. Nobody wants to admit to that. Why do you think that is? 21 after the hour.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Summertime.
Ain't no cure.
What?
There ain't no cure, isn't it?
There's a cure, I think you're right. You correcting me? How
no.
dare you?
I was wondering if it was if I was wrong. I was questioning myself.
Crank it up, Michael.
If you want to use a car to go riding next Sunday.
Right. Use that car.
Do you want a 2020 news trivia question, Doug Steffens?
I think that'd be wonderful.
All right. What country artist covered this song?
What country artist covered Summertime Blues?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which is the 2020 music quiz? Which country? This is somebody who's still performing?
Yes, indeed.
Which country artist covered this song, Summertime Blues? 888-302-3684. That was very clever and thankful. Am I for you, Jennifer?
No problem.
Yoda.
I'm here to help.
I know you are, and that's why you're here, because you are a big help. Roberta's a big help most of the time. 888-302-3684. Which country artist did a cover of Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues? I think when you get into the summertime stuff, the mood of the audience, the mood, we all, our moods change. Do they not? The feeling
it's
that
it's lighter,
have,
and in country music anyway, the songs are always about drinking underneath the stars.
Really? That's sweet. Something that is also sweet,
yes.
Jennifer Garner.
I love her.
Who is very sweet. I first was attracted to her when she was an alias. I thought that was a really quite well-produced action television. It's been 10 years, I think, since that was on. She and Ben Affleck, as you know, are married.
Mm-hmm.
And she says they are happily married for 8 years because he had the Red Sox.
Huh?
He said...
Not
she
because
said,
he had the Red Sox.
What?
Because the Red Sox won the World Series.
Right. Had they not won... Well, I mean, he had... Ben Affleck had a big thing for the Red Sox.
Oh, yeah.
Followed. That's why I was saying. She says it's possible they wouldn't have tied the knot had the Red Sox not won the World Series in 2004. They went public with their relationship at the opening game of the series. If they hadn't won that year, I don't think I'd be married with three children, because I think I'd have been considered a jinx. Boston fans are pretty serious about superstition. So they have a home... Here, I think it's in North Andover, if I'm not mistaken. They have a home in Brentwood, I think. Pretty, yeah, it's in Brentwood. And I think there's another home somewhere, but they spend most of the time back and forth. He is a big Boston guy. All of these guys, Wahlberg. It's funny how the guys that have come out of Boston are so devoted to it and its stories. Affleck and the Wahlbergs and the Afflecks. Mm-hmm. There's two brothers on each side. They're
Damon.
All friends. And Damon.
Is Channing Tatum a Boston guy?
Channing Tatum is not a Boston guy.
Okay. He looks like he could be.
Yeah, he's I don't know where he's from. I can ask my son because he knows him. Interesting thing, speaking of, I don't mean to be a name dropper, my son is friends with this kid, Army Hammer, who's now promoting the Lone Ranger. And the story is, every day this week I've seen something different. This guy is very private and doesn't like to do this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But because his deal with the Lone Ranger is that he has to go promote it and not Johnny Depp, he's out and about telling stories about this. The story in Elle magazine that he tells about making love to some woman who wanted to stab him, and he broke up with her, and then 7 months later he married her. How do you do that? That's really...
Why would you even talk about something like that?
I know. Why bring it up
it's
now?
It's so bizarre.
Yeah, it is kind of bizarre. All right. So the answer to our 2020 music trivia question, what country artist covered Summertime Blues, coming up, plus a discussion of the Farm Bill, which did not make it through. 28 after on Good Day.
Elliot Gould and the Price of Longtime Love. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Dad, don't you think it would be better if you got some kind of regular exercise? If you live in the city, all that stuff would be so easy.
I'm not going.
Oh,
Dad, you gotta at least try.
Elliot Gould is the dad, Fred Melamed is the son, and the conflict is a timeless one. When should a parent move out of the house and into some place that's more, well, appropriate? And even more sticky, who should make that decision? The dilemma is at the heart of the movie Fred Won't Move Out, now coming to DVD and digital download. It's an intimate movie about the choices faced by a man who must also consider the needs of his wife, who is slipping deep into Alzheimer's. We've seen a growing number of movies on the topic, most notably last year's Oscar winner, Amour. But Elliot Gould liked the way writer-director Richard Leeds also focused on how those choices can affect entire families.
It's the human condition that attracted me to it. I'd worked with Richard Leeds before, and I think this was a very personal film that he created.
Judith Roberts plays Fred's wife, Susan, and she paints a touching portrait of a woman who is slowly being swallowed up by Alzheimer's.
I thought she was great. I thought that when we sang together during the music therapy part of the story, I thought that was very moving.
That's a pivotal scene in the movie. Do you prepare for a scene like that?
I don't work so intellectually. Years ago, Robert Redford asked me how I perceive things intellectually or viscerally. But I'm a nature person. I can learn through characters I play how characters feel. There is a script, and then sort of try to live it while I'm doing it.
Fred Won't Move Out, starring Elliot Gould, is on DVD and digital.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com.
enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
At the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Friday program. The essence of our communication one with another is that we make it personal. We make it direct. We are into the one-on-one. Even though I may be talking to a couple of million people, I still want it to feel like I'm talking. I want you to feel, actually, like I'm talking to you, because I am. I'm talking to you about the issues of the day, the important things that are going on, some news nuggets here and there. The farm bill that was up for consideration this week went down in flames, much to the chagrin of many people who are activists in the agricultural community. We're going to talk to Pete Kennedy, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, about the things that were tacked on. You know how they all talk about pork and things that are added to bills? Whew, way to get a load of what was. And this is the reason the farm bill didn't pass, because there were so many hundreds of amendments that were attached to it that were not necessarily in your best interest. So, anyway, that in a matter of moments. The answer to our 2020 music quiz, focusing on first day of summer, Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues. Jennifer wants to know which country artist covered that tune. And for that answer, hopefully Kathy, who's in Appomattox, Virginia, will have the answer for us. Kathy, welcome to Good Day. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good to know. What are you doing right now? Are you on your way to work? You're in your car? What are you doing?
I am. I'm on the way to work.
Yeah. What do you do for work?
Well, I'm a salesperson, so I drive around all day anyway.
What do you sell?
Groceries.
Out of your car?
No.
Oh.
Hot groceries.
I like an apple, please.
Right. Give me an onion.
I am on the way to take some samples for somebody for their deli, though.
Really?
Oh, so you go to grocery stores. That's fun.
What is you're selling wholesale?
Convenience stores, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wholesale, the tobacco, the candy, the groceries, everything.
So you work for a distributor. You sell and they deliver.
Yes.
Right. You take orders. Right?
Kind of. Yeah.
Shut up and sit down.
She has to sparkle her personality, her sparkling personality.
Right. That's how salespeople have to be. They have to have personality, charm and personality, warmth and personality. So how long have you been doing this, Kathy?
Only about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. How do you like it?
I do.
Good. You make a good living?
I used to sell cigarettes before that. So.
Oh, really? Oh, so this is much better because you don't want to be selling death.
Out of the back of your car?
All right. So you have the Jennifer wants to know which country artist covered Eddie Cochran's Summertime Blues, and the answer is
Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson.
Wow.
There we are. This is the version of it. Good for you. You're a fan of Jackson's, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you listen when you're not listening to this conversational program? You listen to country music because there's a big crossover between country and talk. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you listen to us every morning?
I'm sorry?
Do you listen to us every morning?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Ah, It's a big idea.
Well, our local people are on vacation, and they play you when they're on vacation. But no. I like you better.
Well, tell them that.
But you know, that does happen a lot. I may be the warm-up, but earlier in the morning sometimes the program is the warm-up for the local morning shows. And then I get into trouble sometimes because I hear that from people. I'm not the local guys. You got to do their job, and there's a big need for me doing what I do before they go on, so the people are sort of warmed up. But it is nice to hear from time to time that without trying to be a jerk about it. Sometimes everybody's got a different taste. Everybody feels differently about certain ways of approaching issues, et cetera, et cetera. We have a lot of fun here and try not to get too serious and too in your face. And yet people feel like they know what's going on in the world after they've listened to us for a while. And so that's a cool thing. Good for you.
Yeah, and I like it when you talk about your farm.
Well, I'm going to do that in just a minute. So stand by for just a second. Are you a farm girl?
I am.
Okay. What kind of farm did you grow up on?
Well, just vegetables and tobacco, and I have some horses now, so
yeah.
Country girl.
Yep. Did you sell them out of the back of your car?
I do not. Uh-huh.
Are you the breadwinner for your family?
No.
All right. So
we're kind of even. We're kind of even.
Good. That's a good way to have it. Keep it even, Stephen. All right. Kathy, hold on just a second.
Work.
It was very nice chatting with you. In a moment, as a matter of fact, we are going to talk about farm issues because there's a lot of focus on not only this farm bill, but frankly, there are a lot of questions about the posting you may see at DougStephan.com, my crowdfund, which is aimed at helping save the farm that I have been trying to put in a place, a special place, for a long time. So that's coming up in just a matter of moments. We'll meet Pete Kennedy here on the program. It's 21 before the hour.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Hey, new kid. You need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall systems. Love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
It's 19 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Pete Kennedy is the president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. He's an attorney who works on dairy issues, is connected to the Weston A. Price Foundation, and particularly he's interested in the right of those of us who are farmers to distribute raw milk and raw milk products direct to consumers. That's how he and I first became friendly. He's represented, or has been involved in representation of dairy farmers facing state enforcement action. The most recent is Wisconsin, Pete. It was Hershberger. I can't remember what his first name was.
Vernon. Yeah, good morning, Jack.
Right. That whole thing kind of got tossed, except he was found guilty of some minor thing. Do the states take note, or are they taking note, as some of these really egregious claims are brought against people who are selling, distributing raw milk? Are the regulators getting the message from the courts, or are these things still popping up as sort of nuisance suits? But they're serious because, in some cases, they put these farmers out of business.
Well, it's really on a state-by-state basis. I'd say overall the climate for raw milk is definitely improving. There are two states that adopted, that passed raw milk bills into law this past legislative session. There's another one that basically allowed the distribution of raw milk by policy. But we have another member, Alvin Schlangen, who has a criminal trial on six misdemeanor charges in Minnesota, and that's coming up in August.
Now, the state I testified, there was a hearing in Massachusetts a couple of weeks ago for a bill which would allow further distribution of raw milk. I don't want to get involved in the nuance of it so much, but I would like to have you address a question that came from one of our listeners in Alexandria, Louisiana. Her name is Jane. And she writes, I'd like somebody to respectfully tell me why humans need to drink milk that's meant for baby cows. Where did this concept start? Why not drink horse milk or giraffe milk or elephant milk? Why do humans need cow milk? And what happens to the baby cows that are supposed to get that milk from their mama? I'm a big fan, Doug Steffen, but please answer this question. So I thought when I saw this the other day, I'd wait and give it to you, and you and I maybe both could spend a minute on it, because you're a farm guy and you get the issue. So what would you say to this lady had she written you this email, Pete Kennedy?
Well, I'd say it's a freedom of choice issue, and there's a lot more than just raw cow's milk on the market today. There's raw goat's milk, raw sheep's milk. There's raw camel's milk. There
are, raw camel milk?
Camel dairies around the country. From what I've been told, camel's milk goes up, it sells for up to $10 a pint.
Really?
So it's
camel milk.
All these foods are legal to consume. People who want to consume them should have access.
One of the things, I think what she also wanted to know is what the nutritional value is. One of the reasons, Jane, that dairy milk is as good for you as it is raw, because it has such strong nutritional value to it. And when it gets pasteurized, all the goodness is worked out of it. But most of the things, you look at the label of a raw milk bottle of milk, you'll see all of the things that are in there that are aimed and are part of, for the most part, our system of growth. Mother's milk and the things that we get from that, it doesn't seem practical for you to use your mother's milk after the age of 18 months, maybe 20 months. Roberta, how old were you when you stopped nursing your children?
Yeah, well, my son was nursing until he was about between 4.5 and 5.
Yeah.
But, yeah, these days you have to be careful. You could get the Department of Children and Families on you.
Well, but there's all this foolish stuff. But in terms of the benefit, the raw milk, I don't know what's in giraffe milk, frankly. I don't know what's in elephant milk. I don't even know what's in, what did you say? The it was camel milk.
No, camel milk is just... Yeah, just a lot of mothers with autistic kids, or a number of them, believe it is helping their child's condition. So
yeah, I've heard that about, we've had a lot of discussion this week about autism, and I've heard it in any number of places. First of all, if you're lactose intolerant, raw milk fixes that. If you have a problem with autism, supposedly raw milk helps that. There are all kinds of things, because it's a whole food product. Jane, I hope that answers your question. We're talking to Pete Kennedy from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. One of the things, as an aside here, that you've been involved in to a certain extent, I've tried to get the folks from Weston A. Price Foundation to be involved as well in my drive on my farm, which now has become the largest seller of raw milk in the state of Massachusetts. We're in a good location. People want more of it. But it isn't enough for the farm to survive, so we're doing things to try to raise money to keep the farm alive. One of them is to, you can tell at DougStephan.com, if you go to EastleyFarm.com, you can see the story of our crowdfunding idea, the emphasis on what's going on the farm. The concern is about development, yeah, that's for sure. But then there are other things that are there. It's an animal sanctuary. It's about education, and I think that's the case with a lot of farms today. By the way, you can go to EastleyFarm.com to see that. You can go to DougStephan.com if you'd like to help out a little bit. Or you can go to happy-cows.info to participate. But isn't it the case, Pete, a lot of the farms that can't make it just on their core business have gone into other areas, like I am, trying to become a teaching facility because families want to know about food and they don't know where the food comes from?
Right, well, agritourism is getting a lot better. That's a great educational tool. A number of farms are having workshops. We have a member, Mark Baker, who is a heritage hog, raises heritage breed hogs, and he's just set up these workshops called Anyone Can Farm.
Yeah, and right. So you know.
Yeah, we're bringing people back to the land and yep. giving them a closer connection to their food.
That's what people want. Okay, the farm bill didn't pass. The big farm groups don't like the fact that it didn't pass. Are you surprised it didn't pass?
You know something, Doug? There's very little in that for our members. At the federal level, mostly we're making sure that, trying to make sure that bad legislation doesn't pass. I saw the reason it didn't pass was that they added an amendment there to cut out all dairy subsidies for dairy producers.
Yep.
And
well,
usually I'm not in favor of subsidies, but just the federal government and some of these lobbies, big groups in the dairy industry have done so much to screw dairy farmers over the years.
Right. That was what I was happy it didn't pass, frankly, myself, because of that. But there were 200 amendments that were introduced supposedly to protect farmers from food safety regulations and prevent the unauthorized release of genetically modified crops. Those would have been good. But that was one of the reasons it didn't pass as well, because back to big business, big ag, the big chemical companies, Monsanto, they don't want these things passed. Right?
No, I mean, and those amendments didn't make the final cut. They didn't make the bill that was voted down. I mean, it seems like what's going on in this country right now is just the federal government's it's a very difficult to get Congress to pass any legislation. You know, giving people the right to know what's in their food, requiring genetically modified foods to be labeled.
Yeah.
But what looks like it's starting to happen is that the fastest growing area of the food business right now are these companies that are labeling their food non-GMO, which they're allowed to do.
Right.
And just that. From what I understand, it's like a $3.5 billion business right now, and it's grown. I think it grew something like 26% the last year. So the way to get out the Monsanto is to just demand more of these foods that do label non-GMO.
Yep, that's all. You guys have to make sure, and this is sort of coming at it from the back door, but it's okay, and it's voluntary, it isn't required. So if you want to put on your product, and like I would put on my milk, a non-GMO, I went through a whole list of all of the companies that use the GMO foods the other day. Man, hard to get away from it. It really is. Pete, thank you. Pete Kennedy is the president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, helping small farmers survive, mostly a focus on raw milk. Thanks, Pete. 51 after on Good Day.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference. 2 days only. Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
By Ray Stevens came from Cannonball Run, one of those silly Burt Reynolds movies that happened to be number one during this week in 1981. My Lord, that long ago? That's 32 years ago. How many of those, Chuck Curry's here, our movie man, how many of those did they do? Was it two? Three?
They did two.
Do you think that would, is there anything about that stuff that would make it in today's movie market?
I've heard, I know some studios discuss possibly doing a reboot or a remake of, obviously with an only cast.
I don't know.
I think that was a product of its time. Fun in its day, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Unless you have Burt Reynolds in it in some way, shape, or form, it has no value. Because that's, I mean, it might to a younger crowd, but you want to bring in both the younger and the older crowd. I say this all the time. They remake these movies and they don't bring in the people from the original movie, which is what some people want to see. They want to get the look, that feel, if you will, from that time. Anyway, so that's how we start movie music, movie moments here on Good Day. Chuck is going to preview the movies that are coming out this weekend. We have a contest featuring the number one movie during this week in 1987, starring one of our best comedians, in my estimation. He plays a solid, serious role as well. Here's the first audio clue from the movie.
As much as I really admire your shoes, and as much as I'd love to have a pair just like them, I really wouldn't want to be in your shoes at this particular time and place.
You know what I mean? Got the voice? You know what the movie is, Chucker?
I believe I do.
Jennifer, you know what it is?
I know the voice.
Roberta, you know what it is? All right, let's get back to basics. Second audio clip, Michael.
I would like the people of this community to feel that if, God forbid, there were a fire, calling the fire department would actually be a wise thing to do.
Got it.
All right, you can share your knowledge of this movie with us at 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, here's your last chance with the last audio clue from the movie.
You know, it's not the size of a nose that's important. It's what's in it that matters.
There we go. That's it. That's how you know. 888 888- 302-3684 is the name of that movie, and who's the star, et cetera, et cetera. Tucker brings us the info on the movies opening up this weekend at the box office in a moment on Good Day.
Summer's finally here, and what better way to put more money towards fun in the sun than by shopping smarter? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Summer's about relaxing, enjoying the warm weather, and spending time with family and friends. But can you do all that and still save money? Michelle Murray from MoneySavingMadness.com.
From backyard basics and entertaining essentials to fresh fruits and vegetables and specialty cheeses, I shop at Aldi because it has everything I need to stay party ready all summer long. And I can save up to 50% compared to shopping at traditional grocery stores.
What are your tips to keep summer more enjoyable and affordable?
You can beat the heat on hot summer days by adding a twist, like fresh fruits to refreshing drinks. Keep a variety of meats on hand, from beef to salmon to turkey, to keep your grill busy the entire season. And my number one tip for a successful summer is to shop smarter with Aldi.
For more information, visit aldi.us. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
The most active discussions oftentimes on our social media and in general social media, what's at the movies or discussions of the people that are in the movies? This Armie Hammer has been everywhere this week because he's promoting The Lone Ranger. Is that next week? When does that come out?
July 3rd.
July 3rd. So that would be 2 weeks from this weekend. All right. So what do you have in terms of this week, Chucker?
Two big movies open up, Doug. World War Z, the reported $200 million end-of-the-world zombie film starring Brad Pitt. The film's PG-13, and from what I read, it has very little blood in it. Reviews are mostly positive, about 70% positive on RottenTomatoes.com, which is a little bit surprising considering its early advance buzz was very mediocre. I'm going to go see it this afternoon, let you know what I think about it on Monday. Also opening is Pixar's Monsters University, the sequel to Monsters, Inc. Billy Crystal, once again, is the main voice alongside, I believe, John Goodman. That's tracking big in the $87 million
wow.
range. So movie news of interest, Robert Downey Jr. starting on to reprise his role of Tony Stark, Iron Man, for the Avengers 2 and 3, but not a fourth Iron Man
Ching.
Film. Now, what's that? Yeah, I don't know what he's saying, but I heard his account is a smiling ear from ear.
Yeah, of course.
The Avengers 2 opens May of 2015, and the third one May of 2015, and the third one 2015.
So why wouldn't he sign on for the other Iron Man movies as well?
Because he's 48, and by the time he does the two Avengers films, he'll be in his upper 50s, and he just doesn't want to do another one.
Really? All right. Answer to the question, man, I'm amazed that nobody got this right. Roxanne with Steve Martin was the number one movie during this weekend. 1980.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.